when we come to the end of this short reflection, it's less of a sermon and more of a few thoughts that I want us to be able to reflect on and pray on together. I'm going to ask us to, and this is why you've got the enormous bits of paper, which you're welcome to use or not use, and hopefully a pen. You, and I've got some, there should be more hanging around if you've not got one. It's to these three questions, and you can ponder them as I speak and as we continue. First question is this: what are the ways in which God has called and used me in the past? Don't need to write this down, but you can just have it reflecting around. What are the ways God has called and used me in the past? Secondly, what are the ways in which God might be calling me now and for the future, whatever age and stage of life we might be? And thirdly, and a bit of an offshoot but related to what we're about today, is there an older person who God might be calling me to support or to pray for in a new way today? So the ways God's used us in the past, the ways in which God might be calling us for now and the future, whatever age and stage we're at, and an older person who we might be being called to support or to pray for. It's Trinity Sunday, and on Trinity Sunday we reflect on the nature of God. We reflect on God, that great mystery of God who is three persons. We refer to often as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we had that reading from Corinthians, which includes the famous text about the grace of God, about that kind of Trinitarian blessing, which we often share at the end of meetings or services, known as the grace. We read that famous and wonderful Great Commission of Jesus Christ, where he sends people out to make disciples in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. That encouragement to go and to serve the world. One of my favourite readings in the Bible, and it's right at the very, very beginning, talks about God creating the heavens and the earth. It says, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." And of course it goes on, and we get this incredible story, this incredible poem, this incredible expression of God's creativity. This idea that this creativity of God came from breath. That this idea that this creativity of God came from God's Spirit breathing out into all things. Breath, which we talked about last week, the idea of breath blowing up a balloon and sending it off on its way. Breath giving us the life we need to be the people that we are called to be. Breath, which is so vital for the life that we live. Breath that we need to in order to engage with others. That breath, that spirit, that power of God. And the encouragement I believe we should take today as we reflect on the care for those who are older within the church and in the wider community, when we reflect on what God commissions us to do through Jesus Christ in Matthew 28, when we reflect on that Trinitarian God who we worship, then I want us to think, whatever age and stage we're at, what is God breathing into us today? What is God calling us to today? What is God empowering us and encouraging us for today? We celebrate at this time of year Pentecost, as we did last week, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. We celebrate the Trinity. We celebrate ongoingly this resurrection of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit and the empowerment of God, this breath which gives us the life that we need to live the life that God is calling us to. And so as we reflect on that, and as we consider those who are older within our own congregation and those who are older in the community, let us ask ourselves again, what is God calling us to today? Whether we're 3 years old, 7 years old, 20 years old, 40 years old, 80 years old, 100 years old, what is God calling us to today? When Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and remember, I am always with you to the end of the age." He doesn't then say, "Until you're 65, at which point, chill, and I've got it from here." Jesus' commandment is for all and for all times. Jesus' encouragement to follow him is for all of us, whatever stage we're at. The insights you get from toddlers about the nature of God is incredible when you're prepared and ready and have the time to listen. The wisdom and spiritual depth of spiritual knowledge which comes from the very oldest members of the church community and the wider community is an incredible thing, and often gets discarded in wider conversations about society. Jesus's call is for each of us each day, to the ends of the earth and to the ends of each of our lives. God is not finished with any of us. God has calls and challenges and adventures for all of us, whatever age and whatever stage we're at. I often think, you'll get used to this more and more as you get to know me, but I often refer to Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan, some of my favourite artists and singers. Leonard Cohen released one of the very best albums of his career in the months just before he passed away, and he was solidly into his 80s by then. God used Abraham at an incredible age, Noah at an incredible age, all kinds of people at incredible ages. And so we can take that as our encouragement that God is not finished with any of us if we're prepared to open ourselves up to listen and to be part of that great commission. We're also called, and this is the sort of the other real challenge today, we're also called as God's people, and again at whatever stage and age we're at, to care for those older folk who are in need of it. And of course, here at Histon, one of the things I've noticed right from the start is that that is something which happens organically and naturally, that there is a care and a compassion for one another, and there is a care and compassion for those who are struggling. And I suppose my encouragement today, and what Methodist Homes for the Aged were really encouraging people to do and be as part of their church communities, was an idea of befriending those who are in need of that extra support. The children in 7-Up group and in the Sunday club have been encouraged to consider if there's an older person that they might write a letter to, or write a card to, or write a little bit of encouragement to, or whether perhaps there's an older person that they might want to pray for, especially today and this week. And again, that challenge is to us as a church community about how we are a place who are welcoming and accepting and encouraging and supportive of older folk. And also whether as individuals, God might be challenging us today to specially care for a particular person, or to specially commit ourselves to praying for someone who we know could do with God's care. And so those are my simple thoughts for today, really. And that is my simple challenge. And so what I want us to do, say, you don't have to use a piece of paper and a pen, but that works for some people. Other people would rather just keep it in their heads, and that's fine. But it's to go back to those three questions I asked. Number one, what are the ways in which God has called and used me in the past? Number two, and this is the kind of perhaps the more poignant one, are there ways in which God might be calling me now and for the future? What is it that God has for me today, whatever age I'm at? And thirdly, is there an older person who I might be being called to support or to pray for? So we're just going to have a couple of minutes of quiet. I don't know if Matthew might mind just twinkling away on the piano as we reflect on those questions. I like to give you little challenges. But just take 2 or 3 minutes to prayerfully consider those. The ways in which God has used us in the past, might be calling us to for the now and the future, and an older person who we might be being called to support or pray for. Let's just use this time for prayerful reflection. to Lord God, we commit those thoughts, those jottings to you. And we ask that we thank you for the ways in which you may have used us in the past. We pray that if you are calling us on to something new this day and in this season of our lives, that you might prompt us and encourage us this day and in the days to come. And we lift up to you too those people that are in our thoughts, that we might be able to provide more support and care to, and those we might be able to commit to praying for on a regular basis. In Jesus' name, amen.